In the news today, the president of Sudan flew home from South Africa Monday, ignoring a court order to remain in the country. The court had told President Omar al-Bashir to wait until it decided whether he should be arrested. Mr. Bashir has ruled Sudan for 25 years. The International Criminal Court has charged him with genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The charges resulted from his sending the Sudanese army and supporting Arab militias to suppress a rebellion in the Darfur conflict in 2003. The Sudanese leader was in South Africa for a meeting of the African Union. His plane was seen leaving Johannesburg on Monday. Earlier, both the United Nations and the United States called for his arrest. The U.S. military says it is investigating whether an American airstrike in Libya killed a militant leader said to be linked to Al-Qaeda. Libya's internationally recognized government said the strike happened Saturday in the eastern part of the country. It said the attack killed militant leader Mokhtar Belmokhtar. Late Sunday, the U.S. military released a statement. It did not confirm the death of Mokhtar Belmokhtar, but it said officials believed the airstrike was successful. American officials say the militant led a terrorist attack on a gas center in Algeria 2 years ago. The attack killed 37 people, including three Americans. The president of Georgia declared Monday a day of national mourning for victims of flooding in the capital, Tbilisi. City officials say at least 12 people have died, and more than 20 others are missing. The Vira River flooded the center of Tbilisi on Sunday after a day of heavy rains. On Sunday, people were warned to stay at home because wild animals from the city's zoo had escaped. A displaced hippopotamus was later discovered in a flooded street in front of a store. The animal was returned to the zoo after it was drugged. Witnesses said some animals were killed when they could not be captured. The head of the Georgian Orthodox Church described the human and animal losses as a terrible tragedy. Kurdish militias are moving closer to a Syrian town near the border with Turkey. The town of Tal Abyad is currently under the control of militants calling themselves the Islamic State. Taking back control of Tal Abyad would cut off transportation links and supplies for IS fighters. Thousands of Syrian civilians have fled the area because they are afraid of fierce fighting between the Kurds and the militants. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on President Barack Obama to work with Congress to rescue a free trade bill. Ms. Clinton is hoping to become the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. She spoke during a campaign visit to the state of Iowa on Sunday. She said Mr. Obama should listen to congressional Democrats who rejected part of a free trade bill on Friday. She said they are worried that a weak agreement will hurt American workers. She said if the U.S. does not get a good deal, there should be no deal. Labor unions, consumer groups, food safety activists, and environmental groups oppose the bill. They say earlier free trade agreements have caused job losses and lower pay for American workers. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan says free trade agreements have helped small U.S. businesses. He said the agreements often result in higher wages being paid to workers. And now, words in the news. Genocide, noun. The deliberate killing of people who belong to a particular racial, political, or cultural group. Displaced, adjective. Describing people or animals forced to leave the area where they live.